Well, Coach, let's start. Obviously, an exciting time, an exciting week. You've been here before, but I know each team is a different kind of a team. What are you looking forward to the most to see what you have in this group heading into the weekend?
Well, I'm excited for just for our whole team. We didn't make it to the Frozen Four last year, and that was the first time in 8 years. And so half our team hasn't been to the Frozen Four with our freshmen and sophomores. And so I know they're really looking forward to it, as are our veterans. They know just the excitement that comes with playing in a tournament like this. And being one of four teams still playing is an exciting time of year.
What, as a coaching staff, and maybe even some of the players who have been in Frozen Fours before, what kind of message do you try to deliver to, as you mentioned, half the team that hasn't been in one of these yet?
Yeah, you really want them to enjoy the overall experience. You know, if we win it, obviously it's unbelievable, but there's a chance that you don't. And so you want to make sure that you take in every moment and make it special. And when it comes time for dropping the puck, just to be as prepared and as ready to go as we can. And we know our players will be.
What can you tell us about Cornell?
They're a very fast team, small and quick up front. Had some big wins on the year, as you can imagine, beating Northeastern last weekend, who was the number three team in the country. They have two defensemen that are Canadian national team, Olympic-type defensemen that are very, very good, and they're a well-coached team. So it should be – they're very similar to us in regards to their speed and their offensive pressure, and so it should be a really fun up-and-down game.
Key for the Gophers?
Just to continue to defend as well as we can. You know, their first line is as good as anybody's in the country, and so it's important for us to be very aware and cognizant of when they're on the ice and do everything we can to shut them down. But hopefully our depth, which is our strength, will continue to prevail.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot.